Hello and welcome to another episode of The Family Fix. I am your host, Shannon Icann, Lady Battle. Welcome again to the place where your problems find a new focus, healthy solutions, and consistent momentum. No matter how lost you may seem, there is a path for your guiding light, and I am the one who happens to be willing to help you find that light. Thank you again for tuning in and supporting the podcast. It has been a fun-filling journey. I think about my time in radio years ago, and I think about the person that gave me, his name is Bruce. They used to call him Big Bruce, and during that time, we were on WCCG 104.5, and I had presented an opportunity to him that, from an idea that I had, I wanted to do, DJ scratch, type DJing on the radio, but I wanted to talk. And it was a challenge to sell because, the type of radio station, it was hip hop R&B. It wasn't a talk radio station. And I didn't want to talk on Sundays. I said, I don't want to be on the church time. I want to talk during the week. And so I was telling Bruce my idea, and it didn't take much to sell him. He was excited about it. And I was like, yeah, and I'm a therapist, it's like community stuff. And, I'm just over here pitching. I didn't say it like that, but, I did have it well prepared and organized when I presented it. And so he presented it to the manager, and his name was Colleen. And then Colleen was like, okay, well, we'll run it across, at our team meeting with Doc, who is the owner. And then so we came, and then they brought in the potential afternoon host who I would be doing my segment with. And everyone was on board with it. And they said, let's go for it. I was so excited. So I had a time called the Icann moment. And it was just about 30 minutes that I would be, about an hour, I think it may have been. It was after Ricky Smiley or something. But when I think about that, I created an opportunity. That opportunity was not presented to me. And we've been doing this 21-day business detox. And the reason for the detox is really to reset your mind. Set your mind where you can stop seeing yourself as being limited and see yourself as having unlimited potential. When there isn't a door, sometimes you have to go somewhere, get you some architectural pins and schematics and draw you a door. when one door closes, while you're waiting for another door to open, you building a landscape. There's things that you're always doing while you're waiting on particular opportunities. But the one opportunity that you're waiting for, what if that's the opportunity that requires a lot of preparation? My husband was talking to me yesterday, and I was like, oh God, I just feel so down. I just was feeling some type of way yesterday. And it was really hard to shake, even with doing all of the, different things, activating my thoughts, identifying what was going on with me and not allowing my emotions to control. It was just a challenge for the day. But I talked with him and he really gave me quick inspiration that had me to really think about what he said. But it gave me, that revelation when somebody tell you something, it's like you marinate it on a little bit. And it's like, oh, wow, that's how this applies to me. So he was telling me, he was like, when he went running, that God had told him that there is prep before the preparation. And as soon as he said that, he started talking about describing, what it meant for him. But for me, I started seeing all of the ingredients that you prep for. You go shopping, you get your list, and you get everything, and you have everything laid out so you can begin to prepare the meal. And that's what I looked at. We're doing a lot of prepping. There's a lot of things that have to be ingredients that have to be purchased, ingredients that we have to, measure correctly so we can apply it to the preparation for whenever that opportunity opens. And that was just, that really took me to a thinking space. And I'm glad I was able to think, because I was able to balance out those emotions that I was feeling. And it leads to that next part of the four-step Icann plan, which is A, achieve. We've already done the I, identify, and you identify So you can access, identify what's going on with you so you can accept your purpose and who you are. And then you see your command. You know, you command where you want your destiny to go. You pick your space, you pick your path, and you tell yourself this is what you're going to do to get there, because there's power of life and death in your words. If you tell yourself in the morning that, oh, I don't feel like going to work today, guess what your mood is going to be once you get there? You're not going to be able to get into anything. They could be having a social hour. They could probably be having just a fun day at work, and you wouldn't even be able to be all in tune or involved in it, because you've already set yourself up to not enjoy that day because of how you commanded your destiny for that day. And so that leads us to achieving. I really believe that there's an achiever in every one of us. And I know that to be so because when God created us, He created us with purpose. He knew the end before the beginning. So if He knew all of that and He knew, like, He had plans for us, how you gonna have plans for somebody you love, you know, not to see them win or succeed? So that lets me know and gives me confidence. Okay, you know, even when I lose, I still win. Because there is an achiever, you know, within me. I have that capacity to be able to learn and grow, even in the depths of my pits, in the midst of my battles and my struggles. You know, that's just where I set my mind, even when something doesn't go my way. Because if I allow a problem to distract me, if I allow a bad decision, a mistake to distract me, then I'll never get back on course. And I think we all get that way. So I want you to start actualizing your success. I need you to do your next big thing. And I'm not talking about in the big schematics of what the world defines as big, but your next big step that you wouldn't have taken any other time had someone not motivated you or pushed you, or you even inspired yourself to do it. I want you to start thinking of ways that make you become so good that you can't be ignored. I mean, whatever it is that you do it so excellent that people are going to call you. When you look at there were some teachers from Georgia, and they had did a video for their kids going back to school. They rapped, they had the cheerleaders and some students dancing behind them. And all they did was just, you know, compile something just to be able to motivate the kids that are dealing with COVID, dealing with the crisis, dealing with, you know, being separated from their peers. And some of them even going through hunger at home and having, you know, these other social issues that are just constantly happening in their lives. And so they wanted to be, you know, just off the grid. Let's, you know, do something here that fits us. And they didn't do anything outside of themselves. They did them. You could tell when they gave that performance that was all them. That, you know, it's like, that's just what they're good at doing. And they just brought it up to the forefront. And then it made national attention. So if you could allow yourself to be excellent in what you're doing and bring that to the forefront, what is it that you can activate and do? You need to know how to play big without killing yourself. And that's where a lot of people, they get exhausted and you get emotionally spent and you feel like you don't have anything else to be able to go further with because you're doing too much. You're doing too much with what you don't even have access to do. You're spending too much and you don't even have the budget to be able to, you know, help you to live through the month because you're overspending. You're doing big things, but yet you don't have the resources that align with it. But you need to know how to play big. And even if you are a teacher, how do you play big as a teacher in the capacity in which you've been given for that classroom? How do you become so remarkable that the principals have to come to you because there's something that you do so well that no one else can do? We are always focusing on what everyone else is doing, how they're achieving, how they're growing. And yet, you know, there's things within us that have been untapped. You haven't even hit the surface for a lot of stuff that's going on with you, the great things that are going to come from you, because you have allowed yourself to disqualify yourself. And you're not disqualified. You can't compare you know, that's like people who are coming into business that I know, and they say, oh, you know, you've had, you know, these successes. I'm trying to, and my, like my daughter-in-law, I call her this because she's been with my son for a lot of years. They've been dating. And she, you know, will say, Mama, I just feel like I'm so behind. She's in her early 20s. I feel like I'm so behind. And like, I just haven't, you know, I want, you know, I want nice things. I want great things. And I want to be successful. And she wants to see all of that. And I love the motivation, but I don't want her to get discouraged in the process, because you can't measure yourself up with someone like me. I've been in business over 20 some years. You know, I got 20 years ahead of you. You can make, literally, this child here, you know, young woman, can make one decision that would, you know, catapult her years beyond my successes. You know what I'm saying? So you're only one great idea from, you know, being exorbitantly rich, you know, if that's what you're looking for in terms of success. But whatever it is that you're going into and that you're growing into, do it with excellency. So like now, if you're you know, activating your success, while you're activating that, make sure that you're being excellent in those quads. You know, how are you building up your family to prepare for the level of success that you're trying to attain? I see a lot of people, you know, and they're doing, you know, their postings and they're doing everything, you know, to get their career going and, you know, to get their branding and to do all of that. But you're putting so much investment in that, and you have kids at home. You can't forget your kids. And if you're married, you cannot leave behind your spouse. And people will say, oh, you know, my spouse is holding me back. Well, guess what? You chose that person. You chose that man. You chose that woman. And so what? You going to go ahead and move far ahead and leave them behind and then have to, you know, break up your family and get a divorce because, you know, no one was on one page anymore. It was all about you. You have to remember, in your prep stage, it's not about just positioning you to be able to be successful in whatever goal you're trying to accomplish, but you can't forget the people around you and leave them behind either. So remember, as you're doing your big thing, you know, don't kill yourself. Don't kill your family. Don't kill your operation. And I don't mean, you know, physically murder, but what I mean is, you know, emotionally murder them, you know, emotionally destroy your family because of what, you know, direction it is that you're trying to go. Also, you want to branch out and get new exposure. So there's things that you just need to do differently. How, if you're always in a classroom, if you're a teacher, since I talked about teachers, if you're always in a classroom, if you're never going to conferences, if you're not going to other people's schools, sitting in their classrooms, if you're not doing things, if you're not taking enhancement, you know, continuing education courses outside of your county, going in different counties, how do you get new exposures to be able to expose yourself to be able to be that salt for the earth in your community? If you're doing everything the same way everybody else is doing it, then how you gonna be so good that you can't be ignored? You gotta step it up. You gotta just create opportunities, and you create these opportunities because you allow yourself to access the world, not just where your situation is, your current circumstances. You go out, you learn more so you can bring back more, and that way you can replenish and rebuild your own communities. Also, don't worry about being likable. You know, when you're going for success and you're going for something, you're going in an individual path, you're going to be set apart. People going to see that you're doing stuff that they're not doing. And guess what? They're not going to be too happy about that. They may initially see it, but when they start seeing you getting some progress and momentum, people aren't really down for that because they're not moving at their own pace. They're, you know, they've become, they're in a race, you know, regardless of whether or not they accept the fact that they're in a race, but they keep seeing people pass them by. And people like that, when they're not focused on, okay, well, how do I work towards mine? Then, you know, they become bitter. And because you are getting better and then they're getting bitter, then that adds, you know, possibly jealousy to a relationship. And you may lose some of those types of relationships that you thought you were going to have forever. So don't worry about being likable. A lot of people that I know, people who are really successful. I mean, I've met someone that owns a bank. I know someone that owns, you know, major nonprofits. If you look at like their LinkedIn, their Facebook stuff, I don't even think they have about 500-400 friends, you know. So it's not about the likes. Whatever industry you're in, you just be great in that industry. So don't worry about what I may do in counseling, if your industry is to do business with manufacturing. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't match. It doesn't align. So we can't compare ourselves to one another. We all got something to bring to the table. Remember, I told you that before in one of the other episodes. You always got something to bring. Somebody else, yeah, just because someone has money, that doesn't quiet your potential to be able to bring something that person needs in order to enhance their growth as well. So what is your next bold step? What are you going to do to achieve, you know, your next level of success? Remember, whatever you do, just do it in excellency. Thank you for, you know, sitting with me today for these 15 minutes. And remember, we are growing, and I thank you all for downloading the podcast. I thank you for sharing it with others. It really helps. I really have a goal. I want to see this grow. I don't want to just do this. I said, God, if I'm going to do this, we got to grow while we're doing it. So definitely make sure you share. You can go to my website, www.shannonbattle.com, and you can always, you know, send me messages. Let me know how this is working for you, because I want to know that it works. I don't want to just be doing this because I'm not just talking just for the sake of expressing some air over here. But anyhow, you all stay focused, you stay centered, stay prayed up, because God has the plans for you and you don't have them. So that's the one who you need to go to figure it out. And while you're figuring it out, make sure you have peace in all of your decisions. Thank you for tuning in to The Family Fix. And until we talk again, you all keep making life great. Have a great day.